Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli, welcoming you to another hour of conversation. What's happening? Rich McFadden is here to add his point of view, the discussion, the presentation, the first get together of the people who would be president that are Republicans took place. Ben Carson presented himself well. I thought Donald Trump did well. I thought Megyn Kelly was abysmal. And I've said that enough times so that I don't really want to repeat myself. I thought the presentation of Jeb Bush, that when I say presentation, I mean how they looked, how they sounded, what their points were. Were they well-schooled, well-educated? Jeb Bush is a polished politician. He's smooth. He's been taught well. I thought, because you sort of knew this was going to come, or you hoped this was going to come up, the question on Iraq and whether it was a mistake. He seems to have waffled on that, or at least the interpretation from the news media is that he waffled on that. But he said last night when asked directly that Iraq was a mistake. Here's his answer to that question.
Knowing what we know now with faulty intelligence and not having security be the first priority when we invaded, it was a mistake. I wouldn't have gone in. However, for the people that did lose their lives and the families that suffered because of it, I know this full well because as governor of the state of Florida, I called every one of them that I could find to tell them that I was praying for them, that I cared about them, and it was very hard to do. And every one of them said that their child did not die in vain, or their wife or husband did not die in vain. And so why it was difficult for me to do it was based on that. Here's the lesson that we should take from this, which relates to this whole subject. Barack Obama became president, and he abandoned Iraq. He left. And when he left, Al-Qaeda was done for. ISIS was created because of the void that we left. And that void now exists as a caliphate the size of Indiana. To honor the people that died, we need to stop the Iran agreement for sure because the Iranian mullahs have their blood on their hands and we need to take out ISIS with every tool at our disposal.
Here's the way this had to come down. He's not going to embarrass his brother, even though his brother was an embarrassment. He's not going to say things that will fly in the face of what the family line has been. But clearly the American public knows Iraq was a mistake. Clearly the American public knows that ISIS is a direct creation of us creating the void, the vacuum that was
going
there.
Into Iraq, we won. But the problem
won
is
what?
We left. We should have stayed in Iraq.
Really?
And when you
won what?
Then ISIS rebuilt in the space that we left behind because we pulled everybody out of Iraq. That was ridiculous. You go
Jennifer.
Into any other country that we've ever had any war dealings in, and we are
still
stationed.
You
we're
just
still
said
in
that.
Germany.
It's sort of interesting that we've invaded.
Any place that we've gone into militarily, we stay.
I think you have the wrong idea about Iraq.
Well, we can disagree, but I think that there were a lot of reasons to take Saddam Hussein out of power. One of them being ethnic cleansing. I mean, I think
no
any
question
country
about
that
it.
Is
it's
involved
the way
with that
we
should
did
be
it.
Taken
we could
down.
Have sent the same SEALs that killed Osama bin Laden could have gone over and killed Saddam Hussein. They could have taken him out any time. I've told you how many times the story of my friend who was the U-2 pilot whose job was to fly over Iraq 12 hours a day and follow where Saddam Hussein was.
And just let all the people on the ground figure out who's going to run Iraq next.
If we went in there, and we did, and we took out Saddam Hussein, and we rebuilt
the country. Why do you mock me, Rich? Why are you mocking me?
you had this idea that if we just kind of a single bullet answer, and that everybody on the ground,
it was none of our business what was going on there. Saddam Hussein affected a lot of things that were negative in the world.
So let's get back to the
business to go into Germany then either.
Well, we are here to talk about what we want to talk about. I happen to want to talk about Jennifer's rendering of what went on in Iraq. I don't believe that it is correct.
Well, if you'd let me finish it, I could probably tell you.
Well, no, because it wouldn't make any difference whether you finished it or not, because I'm not going to agree with you. But go ahead and
I mean, the fact is,
point.
We went in there, and we were there, and we took Saddam Hussein out, and we rebuilt Iraq. We actually had a win. We had a win. We had little girls going to school.
Halliburton had a win.
We had a little. We had little girls going to school for the first time ever in Iraq. It was a win for Western civilization and
business.
Culture. Well,
culturally or otherwise.
You could say that the Nazis were none of our business.
No, we couldn't say that because the Nazis were a
scourge
on mankind.
Ethnic cleansing is ethnic cleansing.
I don't think it's
Carly
our business.
Carly Fiorina did pretty well last night.
Huh? All right, so Carly Fiorina last night, I think we've decided that Carly Fiorina really was the winner of the day and or the night from what you can read, what you can see. I think I saw her first 2 or 3 or 4 weeks ago. I thought, wow. And I remember saying to Jennifer and to Richie, this is somebody.
I got to meet her in February and see her speak, and she is awesome live and in person. She's great.
Anyway, I don't know why there were so many people that wanted her to talk about Donald Trump, but here she answers a question, or she asks about Trump and what he stands for.
Here's the thing that I would ask Donald Trump. In all seriousness, he is the party's front runner right now, and good for him. I think he's tapped into an anger that people feel. They're sick of politics as usual. You know, whatever your issue, your cause, the festering problem you hoped would be resolved, the political class has failed you. That's just a fact, and that's what Donald Trump taps into. I would also just say this, since he has changed his mind on amnesty, on health care, and on abortion, I would just ask, what are the principles by which he will govern?
I would like to know that, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a good question.
He didn't have a whole lot of substance last night, except that we're all too politically correct. I'm not going to be pushed around by anybody. And the Mexicans and the Chinese push us around. Other than that, he had nothing.
I'm not sure he has a lot of substance anyway, Richie.
I like
from
what he says.
Top to bottom. Yeah, we like
round
what he says.
Time, buddy.
But wait, exactly. What's the real
how
fix?
How you going to do it? How are you going to do it?
He's got a bone up.
What's
he has a book on policy, by the way, that he released in 2011. He should go back to that.
You should quote it every now and then.
Yeah. I've got a quote for you. I love this product. This is from Donna Halper, who is somebody that lives in Florida. Here's another lady named Diana Smith from Cambridge, Massachusetts. My hair is better because I found Provia. How's that? Pretty good, huh? Let's see what else we got here. Gary says, your product works miracles. Tom says, amazing results. And go on and on, but you get the point here. Provia, the first natural hair thinning treatment, comes from a company called Chamonix, known around the country and around the world as really good, high-quality, upscale product. They have developed, using plant stem cell experimentation, a product that absorbs the water that causes the puffiness in the bags. It doesn't feel like oil, doesn't feel like water. It's not a salve, but it feels like a serum, that sort of thing. You will like it, you will love it, or you get your money back. I say easily, Provia has a message. It's get your hair back or your money back. That's the bottom line. It's not oily. You will enjoy using it because you'll see that the embarrassment of losing your hair is reversed. Nice. Sunshine on your hair. Brand new Provia and Provia Super Concentrate. You call 800-525-8319, 800-525-8319, and get these noticeable results with Provia. Matter of fact, when you order Provia, they'll send you a bottle of the Super Concentrate free. So you get two bottles for the price of one and an upgrade to priority shipping. Mention Doug Steffen when you call 800-525-8319. Cleanses the pores, gets rid of the stuff that's in there so the follicles that are under your scalp can grow back in again, has a volumizer so your hair looks thicker to begin with. Love it. You'll love, love, love it. Get your hair back or your money back with Provia, 800-525-8319.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy.
Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices.
Like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready. Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, Lexar S50 16-gigabyte flash drives are just $6.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/8/15.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now, because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime high traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 1414. We'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Hurry, this offer is limited. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 1414. That's readyforfresh.com, code 1414.
She's the queen of cheap.
Yes, she is.
The diva of dumpster dive.
Yes, she is.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
She has failed and she succeeded. Both at the same time. The queen
of
cheap.
How is that? Failed how?
You have failed to take advantage yourself of some of the bargains that you have here, but you still enthusiastically invite everybody to go to the Better Living Box at DougStefan.com to get the details on these deals.
And this one I'm going to absolutely take advantage of because I have Verizon Fios. If you use any of the Verizon services,
I do.
I had no idea they had a rewards program. And
really?
When you register, you'll get 10,000 points right away, and then you get extra points for every year you're with Verizon. And then you get points when you pay your bill, points when you go paperless, points when you set up auto pay. And then you can use those points for things like local coupons, and you can also get gift cards, 40% off brand names, electronics. Some of the items even have a low price guarantee. It's pretty incredible. It's a way of getting something for what you're paying for anyway. It's like a little extra perk. Now, if you're not a Verizon customer, I don't think these deals are good enough for you to like to switch over. But if you are already a customer, absolutely go. We have the link at DougStefan.com. Go and sign up for this and, you know, at least get something for all the money that you're paying Verizon.
Yeah, exactly.
This weekend, Gap has a great sale going on through the 10th. It's 35% off purchases. We have the special coupon code for you at DougStefan.com. We also have a way for you to get $15 of free back-to-school clothes. Yes, you heard me right. Absolutely free. $15 back to school clothes. We have all the information for you at DougStefan.com. It's from a website called Skoola, and we have the URL for you right there at DougStefan.com.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen,
in
case you didn't know it, Roberta has some Italian blood in her.
Skoola.
The reason that they call it is Italian, the Italian word for school is Skoola.
Skoola.
Skoola bell to ring. Children bring this thing. It's back into Robert Hall again. All right, that's pretty silly. All right, check out the deals. The Queen
Robert
of Cheap.
Robert Hall.
That's an old.
I know.
Oh, my God, is it old. Okay.
Like
Roberta's, the cheap deals are in the Better Living Box at DougStefan.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Distracted by somebody singing, how is that any different than being distracted by somebody's political point of view or an issue of point of view? You don't like Celine Dion, and you sound very strident in Barbara Streisand.
You know,
as a matter of fact, women listening might think that you are a male chauvinist pig.
I would say the difference is, I don't like either one of them. It's sappy, and I'm just not a big sappy
You're
guy.
Such a hell of a man.
But you know what?
I like sappy.
Celine Dion is not going to make me mad. Barbara Streisand is not going to make me mad by their music.
No.
Listening to a politician that just nails on the chalkboard, that will make me upset. That'll get an emotional reaction out of me.
Really?
So I would say, with the exception of the fact that Celine Dion stole $1,000 of my parents' money when they went to see her in Vegas, that makes me mad.
Ah, okay. Could have been in your inheritance.
I saw her in Vegas.
It's $1,000 of my parents' money I'll never get.
Right. So we are now playing this Celine Dion song because it's the intro, the song from the Titanic, to a remake, shall we say, a cover. Our video of the day today comes from the group Postmodern Jukebox. They take pop music, remake it in a vintage style. So they take this song and remake it so that it sounds like a hit Jackie Wilson would have done in the 50s or 60s. Listen to this. This is terrific. You'll love the audio, but you'll even more love watching them on the video at DougStephan.com.
I knew you'd love this song.
Oh, my God. This is good. Did you find this?
No. You know, as soon as I heard it, I said, oh, my gosh, I'm just going to love this.
Crank it up, Richie. Stuff there? A lot of this stuff from them.
Yes, sir.
Again, it's Postmodern Jukebox. They've remade the theme song from the Titanic that Celine Dion did.
And if you look at them,
style of like a Jackie Wilson song.
They are absolutely like a 60s.
Yeah,
that looks like a doo-wop.
I see that in the video.
Where, you know, the black suits with the skinny white, skinny black ties and the white shirts. They're just very cool.
Yeah. Where do you find those anymore?
I know.
Huh?
Retro shops.
Yeah, I guess. Come on, Richie, let's go. Crank it up.
Guy $1,000. Celine Dion. Somebody laid this version of the song over top of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see what the scene would look like.
Yeah.
A little different. Probably not quite as dramatic.
Very creative, though. That's creative thinking, Richie. Not bad. So once again, our video of the day from the group Postmodern Jukebox. You can check out this song, which is a reworking, shall we say, of the song from the Titanic. And the style is obviously 50s and 60s. Working it here on Good Day. 28 after.
Heartburn. No, not your heart getting burned when your lover dumps you. I'm talking about good, old-fashioned molten lava burning a hole in your chest. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. What's the difference between acid reflux and heartburn? Acid reflux, a.k.a. GERD, a.k.a. gastroesophageal reflux disease, happens when acid surges from your stomach up into your esophagus and it burns. Baby, it burns. Heartburn is in the epigastric area. That's the upper mid-belly. DCOC advice on helping your stomach keep its cool? Identify your trigger foods. Coffee, alcohol, garlic. And if you gorge on spicy foods like Flamin' Hot Cheetos and your belly burns like Mount Vesuvius, stop eating them. Duh. Over-the-counter antacids work. Use them. Sleeping with the head of the bed elevated is the single best thing you can do to prevent acid reflux at night. Prolonged acid reflux or heartburn should be evaluated by your doc. This is Dr. Chambers on call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
This report brought to you by Wells Fargo. In July, participants of all ages and abilities gathered in Park City at the National Ability Center in Utah for the No Barriers Summit, a four-day annual event. Scientists, inventors, academics, practitioners, and end users from around the globe came together to witness the latest innovations in adaptive technology and challenge the conception of what is possible. The 2015 No Barriers Summit also celebrated the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Kathy Martinez, People with Disabilities Segment Manager, Wells Fargo and Company.
The 25th anniversary of the ADA is an important civil rights milestone for our team members, customers, and suppliers with disabilities and their family and friends. The No Barrier Summit is really the perfect place to commemorate the ADA's achievements, as well as to look forward to what we can accomplish in the future.
The summit events included an array of clinics and interactive exhibits designed to encourage participants of all abilities to discover their potential. For more information, visit NoBarriersUSA.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people grow cotton.
Started out as a good day.
Good day, good day. And we hope that the rest of the day will be as good as the time he's spending with us. 33 after the hour. Thank you for that. I'm Doug Steffen here in the sunshine with Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli. Rich McFadden at the controls in Washington. The situation with the Republicans and how they're faring. You have how many different sources here, Jen, for information?
I have three, and I think Rich has the Washington Post, but I have the Drudge Report poll. Yeah. I have the Fox News poll, which is not what Fox says. This is what the viewers of Fox said, right. And then the Time poll.
Okay, and so how do they all
Where should we start? Well,
start
what's
out.
Surprising is that Trump wins across the board, and it's surprising because, Doug, you and I have speculated that Fox was trying to knock Trump out by asking him these unfair questions.
They're trying to embarrass him, yeah.
Right. So Let's start with the Drudge poll. Trump handily wins this. He got 203,294 votes, 47.5% of the vote on the Drudge Report. The next highest candidate is Ted Cruz, who got 13% of the vote, only 56,000 votes there. So a huge difference. Mm-hmm. Following Cruz is Rubio with 9.09%. And let's see, Carson after that with 8.67%. The loser of the debate was Drudge.
Yeah.
Is Chris Christie, 1.25.
Loser of the whole thing with the Fox panelists. They're the losers.
All right. So if we look at the Fox YouTube
and the winners, by the way, the winners are you and me. And people who actually got more information.
Yeah. Yeah.
I told you, I feel differently about Ben Carson.
Yeah, there were some changers.
A little differently about Ted Cruz, in fact.
I love having 17 candidates.
Carly Fiorina, who did not have a lot of name recognition before, now has some name recognition. So
she was the clear winner yesterday as far
all
as
across the board.
Getting a bump.
Yeah.
All right, so who else? What other poll do you have?
Okay, so this is the Fox You Decide poll.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump wins that with 33% of the vote. The next highest was Marco Rubio with 18, followed by Ted Cruz, 12%.
So Jeb Bush didn't do well in either of these two polls.
No, Jeb Bush had 3% of the vote.
Wow.
The loser in the Fox poll was Rand Paul and Chris Christie, tied with 2%.
Huh.
Now, in Time Magazine, Time did something a little differently. They actually took the Google searches for the candidates during the debate hours.
Oh, cool.
And the top five candidates for the searches were, in order, Donald Trump, Ben Carson, Ted Cruz, Jeb Bush, then Marco Rubio. Rounding out the list, John Kasich, Rand Paul, Chris Christie, Scott Walker, Mike Huckabee. Earlier on, Carly Fiorina dominated search traffic during the undercard debate. I mean, handily. She, Rick Perry, Bobby Jindal all did pretty well, but she was the clear winner.
Good. All right, Richie, what else did you have to add?
Oh, Lindsey Graham got a little spike, according to Google traffic. Google
waste
searches for him happened around the time.
Complete waste of time. Richie, what else did you have?
The Washington Post has more of an opinion of who they thought were the winners.
Was this the Post themselves and writers or listeners or viewers of the Post?
No, the Post itself.
Okay.
All right, so I'll just go through the top three of each side. They state the top three winners as Marco Rubio. Doug, put your seatbelt on for this one. Megyn Kelly, Bret Baier, and Chris Wallace for moderating a 10-pace person debate. Not an easy task, they say. And John Kasich, they say, in the first hour came away winning. Then they go to Ben Carson and Donald Trump as winners. Carly Fiorina also in their thing as winners. The losers, the top loser, according to the Washington Post, Rand Paul.
Yeah.
Scott Walker.
He looked awful. I thought Rand Paul looked
like
a
I didn't think he did well at all.
Yeah.
No, he didn't look good. And he's got a bad rug. So that made him look
worse. His hair is awful.
Yeah. He doesn't look good.
Okay.
He was trying too hard to be spicy.
But hey, listen, at least he didn't have Marco Rubio's ears.
In case you missed the earlier debate, some people have not heard of some of these folks, although I think Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, certainly, and Roberta is, now that she lives in New Orleans, in her sights. But a lot of people, he's been actively conversational
like
the last couple of
years.
I like him.
No, we hate him in New Orleans.
I don't like
well
him
last night.
Then why is he the governor?
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Because the rest of New Orleans isn't, you know, it's just like here in Virginia.
Because the rest of Louisiana is redneck.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, those damn rednecks. Louisiana
like
Governor Jindal asked here what makes him think he could beat Hillary Clinton.
You know, I won two record elections. Last time I was elected governor, won a record margin in my state. And we got a lot of politicians that will kiss babies, cut ribbons, do whatever it takes to be popular. That's not why I ran for office. I ran for office to make the generational changes in Louisiana. We've cut 26% of our budget. We have 30,000 fewer state bureaucrats than the day I took office. I don't think anybody has cut that much government anywhere at any time. As a result, 8 credit upgrades. As a result, a top 10 state for private sector job creation. And we fought for statewide school choice, where the dollars follow the child instead of the child following the dollars. We've been the most pro-life state 6 years in a row. My point is this. I won 2 landslide elections. I made big changes. I think our country is tired of the politicians who simply read the polls and fail to lead. Both Democrats and Republicans have gotten us in the mess we're in. $18 trillion of debt. A bad deal with Iran. We're not staying with Israel. I think the American people are looking for real leadership. That's what I've done in Louisiana. That's what I'll do for America.
Okay.
And can I tell you something? He
yes
did not use a teleprompter.
No. Why, did the rest of them?
I don't know. All I know is I saw Perry, Jindal, and Fiorina speak, and he did not. He spoke for 40 minutes without a teleprompter.
No, you don't need it. They don't
have a teleprompter. I was impressed with the comment you made earlier about Fiorina losing her, or leaving her notes back at the hotel.
Uh-huh.
So not having her notes with her on the stage, and she still came off as the clear winner of the early debate.
All right, 20 minutes before the hour, 40 minutes after the hour, Doug and the Good Day program. The death toll from the Legionnaires' disease outbreak in New York, Roberta, up to 10 now. There are 100 cases, all of them originated in the same area of the South Bronx. Mr. Blasio, the mayor, says the area is, or the people who have been affected are older adults, weakened immune systems. That's always what happens in situations like this. Young people, older people.
How this is being spread. It's basically the chillers.
The air duct.
It's like a mini swimming pool on your roof that gets pulled into the air conditioning system, and then it goes out through the vents. The particles go into the air and then into another chiller on a close by building, and that's how it's spreading. And so what they're trying to do is clean up all of these filters and chillers, and it's pretty easily taken care of, but it's just fascinating how it spreads.
You know, I'm going to go back to the debate for a second because I just saw this headline from Fox.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
This shows you how damnably arrogant Fox is. By their own poll, he wins by 33%. The headline is, for their benefit, their own benefit, Trump loses debate.
On their own website
Exactly.
Now. Is saying he wins by 33%.
They had little credibility with me before. They got zero credibility with me
transparent.
Now.
It's a shame.
Yeah. No, it isn't. It just tells you what they're all about. The truth.
They're usually better at it than that.
They're better at fooling people. We report, you decide. What a bunch of bunkum. All right, so there's another meeting going on this week. American Psychological Association voting today on whether to prohibit psychologists from involvement in any national security interrogations.
Why?
The investigation found association is investigating itself because apparently a number of prominent psychologists, Jennifer,
participate. Whose phone is ringing?
Time is up. Is my time up already? My time's up.
Could you answer it on the phone? Answer it on the air. Who is it? Come on.
I thought, isn't that what happened at the 1 minute mark last night?
That's right.
You hold your phone right up to the microphone.
I want you to answer on the air, Robert.
Come on.
Who is it?
It was nobody.
Contract.
Sure.
It was her
husband.
Phantom call.
All right. Anyway, so the point here, you asked me the question. There was an internal investigation after a lot of complaints surfaced when the public, quote unquote, found out that there were shrinks involved in advising the various people that were involved in torture. The Bush administration asked the American Psychological Association to give them some members, the names of some of the members, so that they could talk to them about what would happen if they did this interrogating or that in this type of waterboarding, whatever it is. And so now they're rethinking their involvement in these sorts of things and basically say, no, we're not going to give you help along these lines anymore. It's embarrassing for them. Frankly, I can see how it'd be embarrassing for them. And that's...
They talked about it last night a little bit in the debate, too.
Yeah.
Would you waterboard it? Who did they ask that? I can't remember, Jennifer.
Was it Ben Carson or...
No, it wasn't Ben Carson.
They asked somebody, would you waterboard?
Yes.
And my answer is, yeah, buddy, bring on the water.
Well, you weren't in the debate, so probably...
Too bad, because I would have played very well.
You would have won.
North Korea's
going to... Bring in the hose!
Listen to this.
Lay down, Megan.
Waterboard her. North Korea is going to establish its own time zone.
Yeah. They live in their own world. Why not?
They already got their own country, their own planet. So,
they're going to change it by 30 minutes. So when it's 1 o'clock here, it'll be 1:30.
It's officially called Kim Jong Ding Dong time.
You know, if you really want to get out some aggression, we're all feeling a little on edge. Let's just bomb North Korea. Why? I mean, why not?
20 inches of rain fell yesterday in Taiwan. Let me repeat that. 20 inches of rain yesterday in Taiwan. 120 mile an hour winds.
Wow.
Typhoon Sulidor made landfall. This is the most powerful storm of the year. It's a hurricane and tornado kind of mixed together. I don't know if that's always the way it is with typhoons, but it has made the country is in a state of disaster.
I follow what's the astronaut Kelly? That's up in the
Mark
space
Kelly.
Station. Mark Kelly.
Yeah, I think so.
And he posted a picture
of his.
Yeah, his brother is the one that's married to Gabby Giffords. And he posted a picture yesterday of the storm from the space station. What a monster on Instagram. It's huge.
Yeah, huge, 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 huge. Speaking of huge, those of you who have not taken the time or the opportunity to take advantage of this huge opportunity from the folks who have brought you nitric oxide in a canister. That doesn't sound very romantic, but that's what Superbeads are. Super beets are in a canister, ground up beets, powdered. Take a teaspoon, put it in a glass of water, drink it, and you get blood going all over your body. Better yet, start your day with a Neo 40 capsule, which is basically the super beets in capsule form. Put it in your mouth, chew it, swallow it. The instant effects of having more nitric oxide, which open up your arteries and your veins, the arteries that bring the blood to your brain, to your muscles, to all of your organs. That's a special blend. The concentration of what's in super beets and your organs together bring you a wonderful way to keep your blood pressure where it's supposed to be. That's number one. Restoring blood to areas in your brain, maybe even your heart, your various organs in your body, the muscles that if you're working out see the benefit of this. All together, it's a win-win-win. May I suggest to you that you call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183 and order, you know, order the Super Beats. This time order Neo 40. Neo 40. And with that comes a 3-month supply of Super Beats and the book that's all about how this product works. What in the world is there to Neo 40 and or Super Beats that increases the nitric oxide flow and makes your blood so much more accessible all over your body? What is there about this? Well, it's explained in the book. Order it now, 800-655-4183. Free shipping, too, for the entire order. You will love the results you feel when you are still, when you're first on Super Beats. Stick with it. Stay with it. Money back guarantee, 800-655-4183. The message is clear. Try this product, feel better, and get your immune system enhanced. That's the other thing. We're talking about Legionnaire's disease a few minutes ago. Your immune system will be greatly enhanced by this, and people who have a strong immune system don't get sick. 800-655-4183. It's all about the blood. Or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com.
I'd say 10, 4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale?
Cherry Wheat?
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA?
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Lots of beer companies also drink responsibly.
This report is brought to you by the Beer Institute in Washington, D.C. The U.S. beer industry is an economic powerhouse. That's according to a new study, Beer Serves America, released in Washington. Beer Institute President and CEO Jim McGreevy explains.
The Beer Serves America study says it all. Brewers, importers, distributors, and retailers have an economic impact that is both broad and deep. Our industry generates nearly $253 billion in economic activity, produces $48.5 billion in tax revenue, and supports 1.75 million jobs in America. And that's where beer truly serves America. From farmers to factory workers, from truck drivers to tavern owners, beer helps put a wide variety of Americans to work every day. Beer is more than our nation's favorite adult drink. It's a powerhouse in job creation, commercial activity, and tax revenue.
The study, available at beerservesamerica.org, is jointly released by the Beer Institute and the National Beer Wholesalers Association. It shows how beer brewers and importers, from the smallest to the largest, all contribute to our nation's economy in ways that many may not be aware.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
This is the week that Russia has claimed the North Pole. I don't know what that's going to do to Santa Claus, but there are 460,000 square miles in this area. Russia claims it because it has untapped reserves of fossil fuels and minerals. Well, they didn't claim it because of they want it, but they claimed it because they say nobody else has claimed it. It's unoccupied, and nobody knows it, owns it, so they've gone to the United Nations to say they want it. Amazing how...
I'm surprised they went to the United Nations.
Yeah,
surprised they just didn't take it.
All right, the play Hamilton opened up in New York about Alexander Hamilton, a rap thing. What's the story of that, Roberta, in a few seconds?
The reviews are unbelievable. The New York Times led with, yes, it is really that good.
Yeah. All right, so that's the story. It's something you have to go to New York to see. 51 after on Good Day.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
My room, and I don't have my cap filled for pudding, and that's in the wrong place.
Kmart sucks.
I'm an excellent dryer. I'm an excellent dryer. I'm an excellent dryer.
Should get it by now after that.
And Doug, your favorite line, which you say all the time, I'm definitely not wearing any underwear.
How'd you know?
Oh, man. No.
And if he is, it's probably ripped.
No, it's not ripped. All right. We get started with movie moments. Nathan Jones. The movie was Rain Man. This is Bananarama.
It's definitely not my room, and I don't have my cat filled for putting it. That's in the wrong place.
Bananarama singing Nathan Jones from Rain Man. I just like saying Bananarama. Dustin Hoffman, the star of Rain Man, 78. 78.
That was the decade when everybody won Oscars for playing some kind of mentally impaired person. Right, you had Forrest Gump, you had this, and then you had that Sean Penn movie.
Oh, yeah, I remember the Sean Penn.
So, like, the big thing in Hollywood was to play some kind of mentally impaired person so that you could get the Oscar nod.
Well, it's all calculated. You're right about that. Dustin Hoffman, roommates with Gene Hackman when they were in school. He's also 78, not doing as well. Hoffman's still involved, I think, Chucker. Isn't he wanting to do movies
Gene
here?
Gene Hackman's been retired. His last film was
Alzheimer's.
Welcome to Mooseport with Ray Romano. That was more than 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Doesn't he have Alzheimer's or something?
What's that?
Doesn't Gene Hackman have, like, some kind of disease?
I don't know.
Am I making that up? I'll Google. You guys can.
Yeah, you can Google. I think that's a rumor. All right, so Chucker, we have Marvel's longest-running, most dysfunctional group of superheroes returning to the theaters. Let's have some reviews on that. Plus, what else is coming to theaters this weekend? Chuck Curry, our movie man on Good Day, up next. Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
I'd say 10,
4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams has about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale?
Summer. Cherry Wheat.
Oh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston beer can be Boston Mass. Take it responsibly.
All right, so Chucker, you've got Mr. Fantastic, you've got the Invisible Woman, the Human Torch, the Thing. What's going to happen when this opens today?
You know, so far, for the most part, the studios have been very fortunate this summer, Doug, that most of their big, high-profile movies have been well-reviewed. That is not such the case with the Fantastic Four, as this film is getting what I called Hudson Hawked. The critics are just killed this movie critically. I think it's like 9% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. Many calling the film a total misfire and a complete bore. That's a hard pitch when you're trying to market a movie that probably cost around $150 million. It opens on 3,800 screens. I heard it was tracking around $45 million. I'd be surprised if it breaks 35 opening week.
Mission Impossible wins again this week. What do you think?
I still think Fantastic Four will squeak it out, but
really?
Impossible has done well.
Good word of mouth on that.
On that film.
Yeah, right.
Well, also opening is The Gift, a psychological thriller with Jason Bateman. Also stars and was directed by Joel Edgerton. Reviews on this one, excellent. It was shot for around $6 million, so it's going to be
profitable. What's the story in the story?
It's a psychological thriller. It's like a throwback to one of those 80s films where sort of a loose cannon best friend comes out of the past to wreak havoc on the Bateman character's life. And also opening Ricky and the Flash with Meryl Streep. And also good to see Kevin Klein co-star in that film. This one's getting decent reviews. I think it'll do fairly well. I think they shot that also for a low budget, like $16 million. One movie, a news item of interest, Sony announced a reboot of the 1995 Robin Williams movie Jumanji, which is a family film. They expect the reboot or remake, whatever you want to call it, to be out next summer.
Huh.
By the way, Doug G. Hackman reporting from his people that he is alive and well. After in January, an article was confusing and people thought he had died.
No.
So he's 85 and his people say
he's
85.
Is he that old?
Gene Hackman, not dead.
Write it down.
There it is. Write it down, folks. Carry it with you in your wallet.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.